This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty, the outgoing commander of U.S. NATO forces in Afghanistan. General John Nicholson says he believes there's an unprecedented opportunity for peace in the 17-year conflict. Nicholson said a three-day June ceasefire underscored a universal desire for peace.
So this first ceasefire really unleashed the Afghan people's desire for peace and an end to violence on really a national and unprecedented scale. And numerous groups across Afghanistan, the People's Peace Movement, religious ulamas, civil society, youth activists, women's groups, are all calling for peace.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani offered insurgents another truce, this one lasting as long as 3 months. The Taliban hasn't yet responded. As for the Trump administration's South Asia policy announced a year ago, the general said it's working.
Within 6 months, we had two peace offers on the table. An open letter from the Taliban to the American people and President Ghani's peace offer. Then within 10 months, we had the first ceasefire, which unleashed these social pressures, the demand of the Afghan people across all society for peace. And now we're entering a window where a second ceasefire has been offered, not taken yet.
Nicholson acknowledged there's been little change in the percentage of the population under Taliban control. The insurgents, meanwhile, have accepted a Russian invitation for international peace talks next month in Moscow. The Afghan government and U.S. have both declined. Zimbabwe's highest court is expected to rule Friday on an opposition appeal to overturn results of last month's election over allegations of fraud. Tabani Mpofu is the lawyer for the opposition leader, Nelson Chamisa.
No, look, we've done our bit. It is not for good to do the rest. That is all that I can say.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa's ruling ZANU-PF party narrowly won the July 30 ballot. The court could throw out the case, declare a new winner, or order a new election. This is VOA News. A man claiming to be Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi resurfaced in an audio recording Wednesday, urging his followers to persevere in their fight. The voice said the jihad is expanding despite American efforts to limit it and vowed to pursue hit-and-run tactics. The IS leader's last purported audio message, released a year ago, his last public appearance, was 4 years ago. Russia said there is a high probability he was killed in an airstrike last year near the Syrian city Raqqa. A year after hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims fled Myanmar, also known as Burma, following a security crackdown, the UN has warned more than 500,000 children face disease and floods, many in Bangladeshi camps. Simon Ingram is a spokesman for the UN Children's Agency.
When we're talking about risking the loss or potential loss of a generation of Rohingya children, because it isn't just the 500,000 or so children on the Bangladeshi side of the border, but it's also those who are still left behind in Rakhine State.
While an estimated 700,000 Rohingya fled to Bangladesh, the UN said up to 600,000 more remain in Rakhine State. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte has called on his European Union counterparts to take in some of the migrants aboard a Coast Guard vessel in a Sicilian port. Nearly 200 immigrants have been refused permission to leave the vessel since it docked 2 days ago. The Pacific U.S. island state of Hawaii is bracing for the impact of a major hurricane. The Category 4 storm, dubbed Lane, has weakened a bit but still packs winds of 250 kilometers per hour. David Iga is the state's governor.
We still are expecting wind, rain, flooding. Effects that would affect statewide. You know, we want to assure you that federal, state, and county emergency responders are working in coordination to keep the community safe.
The storm could dump up to 50 centimeters of rain on the islands, causing flooding and landslides. Israel announced Wednesday it's advancing plans to build over 1,000 homes in the occupied West Bank. Settlements have been widely condemned and are considered a violation of international law and an impediment to peace. U.S. and Chinese trade officials are holding talks Thursday in Washington. Meanwhile, 25% tariffs on $16 billion in Chinese imports went into effect midnight local time. China retaliated with duties and counter-duties, reaching $100 billion. Meanwhile, the so-called bull market in U.S. stocks, begun in 2009, continues, making it one of the longest market advances on record. Jonathan Corpina is with Median Equity Partners.
I think investors back in 2008, 2009 learned a very expensive lesson during the financial crisis. And I think overall, investor sentiment and corporate sentiment has changed to get us to where we are today.
I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And from our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from this great continent will be knocking on your doors again today. So relax and let me take you on this great trip around Africa on disc. Later on the show, Sierra Leone Succulent will be my guest. And we're going to be talking about his first song to where he is today. So you are going to enjoy some wonderful songs from this great man, Succulent from Sierra Leone. So stay tuned and don't go away. But let's start off right now with a special tribute song to the late Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul. May her soul rest in peace.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day,
in peace, Aretha. Your voice will always be with us.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
And now let's get into the show. Ndombolo with Sinazo Yolwa from Cape Verde is coming up. And right after that, Mansa by Bisa Kere of Ghana and Boom Boom by Yemi Halade of Nigeria. But in Dumbolo right now, Sinazo Yolwa of Cape Verde.
Tambira
Yeah, live and direct with David Vandy on VOA. So can say that.
Highly spiritual.
See me why. shawty. Feet when I shake your bum 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 bum. See, see, me I like to party. Party with the boys, we get money. Hey, me I like to party. Party with the girls, we get money. Hold on, when the music come up, baby. Hold on, when the music come up, baby. Hold on, when the music come up, when the DJ keep that lady on a fancy. See, I like the way you looking at me. No friend, I beg you, look with all this feeling. Swap, fall down to the rhythm and the bass. Oh, jaw, jaw, oh, jaw.
Boom Boom by Yemi Alade of Nigeria, and before that, Mansa by Bisa Kere of Ghana, and Dumbolo by Sinazo Yulwa of Cape Verde. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vande here in Washington. Don't forget, my guest today is going to be Succulent from Sierra Leone, so stay tuned and enjoy some good quality music.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back. Sokoto is our next track by Magasco from Cameroon. Right after that, Bounce by Kubazi of Liberia. Yes, this is brand new by this young Loma boy from Liberia, and that is Kubazi. But Sokoto by Magasco is right now on the African Beat.
Kubazi, baby, your body feel like a room. It really making me go, go, man. force, hey. I swear to God, I'm a force, hey, hey. I can do anything but a bagay. My last book on a bagay, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a force, hey. Oh, I'm a force, hey. So come close. Make a bounce, make a bounce. I can't be punogi, make a bounce. Make a bounce, make a bounce. I can't have a punogi, make a bounce. Make a bounce, make a bounce. I can't take punogi, make a bounce. Make a bounce, oh, make a bounce. Like an assassin, who don't give, make a bounce. Let you know where come my daughter. She put a fire on my bar where the water. I feel African culture. So now you can be, yeah. Seba, papa. You wanna open up your door for your uncle. That man, I yell at my daughter. You wanna fuck on, yeah. Baby, your body feel like a roof. It really making me go goom. Now I'm for sale. I swear to God, I'm a force, yeah, yeah. I can do anything but a bagay. My last book on a bagay, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm a force, yeah. Oh, I'm a force, yeah. I'm a force, yeah. Make a bounce, make a bounce. That kind of beat, punogi, make a bounce. Make a bounce, make a bounce. That kind of heavy, punogi, make a bounce. Make a bounce, make a bounce. That kind of take, punogi, make a bounce. Make a bounce, oh. Make a bounce, that kind of sauce, punogi, make a bounce. Hey, stop that. You too frisky, stop that. Hey, stop that. And I like it, stop that. Hey, stop that. Summer veggie and when way. Hey, stop that. Summer veggie and when way. Don't go. Oh, one day pass out. Pagute pagu ye poin oh 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 da 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 Jesus gala lizu wanna better da 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 Jesus gala besu we baba da 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 Jesus gala besu ga eli para be oh da 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 Jesus oh vaga kwala make a bounce.
Bounce Kubazi of Liberia, before that Magasco of Cameroon in Sokoto. The African beat on the Voice of America. When I come back, Succulent will be my guest.
Remember this! It's African beat! Bang, bang, bang! Kong, kong! Yeah! Live and direct, David Vandy on VOA. Succulent say that!
Hello again, Africa. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And, you know, early on, I told you that I have a guest that is Succulent from Sierra Leone. And he is a man of many caps. I'm telling you, he's a singer, he's a writer, he's an actor, he's a comedian, and what else? He's a dancer.
Yeah.
But today he's here on the African Beat at the Voice of America. And I just want to say welcome to the African Beat, Succulent.
It's a honor. It's a privilege.
Yeah, man. Succulent, Succulent, Succulent. Everybody's calling you Succulent. What is your real name, man?
Bokari Aruna is my real name.
Bokari Aruna. Yeah. I'm sure if I'm giving a quiz out there, so many people are going to miss that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bokari Aruna. Since I know you, I've known you as Succulent.
Yep.
Yeah, Bokari Aruna. Thank you very much, Succulent, and it's a pleasure having you right here on the show. And so let's start off with your first song. We're going to start off with your first song. That was way, way back.
That Tumbadi.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're going to play this one. And when we come back, you're going to perform it right here.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about it. I want to know where you got that song from, because that was a massive hit in Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
So let's take this song right now. That Tumbadi with Succulent, live in Studio 4.
Thank you.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. You took me way, way, way back. All the way back. You know, tell me, how did this song come about, that Tumbadi? And it became an instant hit.
Yep. And I was working as a day worker at Mastership Anastasis. Yeah, I was doing painting and designing.
Designing?
Yeah.
You do painting and designing
yeah,
too?
Yeah.
Man, you're a jack okay. of all trades.
I'm a barber as well. Yeah.
You're a barber?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
good. Course, so I
yeah.
think I'm going to get a nice haircut today.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. At a point in time, we're having a lunch, and I just saw one lady just walk by with this African structure.
My goodness.
You know, since at that at that point, I started to like having an inspiration looking at that structure, that figure eight structure, that Coca-Cola shape.
Yeah.
You know, I tried to put my lyrics together. I started in a comedy style.
Gee.
Yeah. Well, correct woman, it is not an abomination. Wait, it's safety ways for me. You know, all that I've worked for.
You can just pour
yeah,
it.
Pour in one of you. So it's like, I mean, I was like, oh, wow. She is really from Africa and from Sierra Leone.
I'm
talking about the Sierra Leone women. You know, they have, more especially the Mende women.
The Mende women.
Yeah.
Succulent, succulent. You know, you did that song with one of the youngest producers at that time.
Yeah.
Sa Issa. And you know, by then he just started and everybody, you know, that was the song that actually blew him out.
Right across.
And Sa Issa,
yeah.
Who yeah. is Sa Issa? How did you catch up with Sa Issa for that song?
Well, Sa Issa is a producer and a multi-talented person, and he saw me. You know, one way we are like soulmate. You know, at the first time I was doing a freestyle in the street, and he saw me and said, "Wow, you're really a talent. Can I work with you?" So, I mean, by that time, it was very, very hard to produce an album because we were just using old-fashioned Tascam machine and a keyboard, one keyboard, and just one old-type fashion of, computer. So
computer, yeah.
It was very, very difficult at that time. So, but we tried our best, and we delivered this song.
And you delivered that song.
Yeah.
And you know, I could remember I was the first person to play that song on radio
yeah.
when you released it, when it was released to the public. And you did not sell that song. You did not make any money out of it.
Correct.
What were you thinking? The song became a massive hit.
At that time, when you said you are a musician in Sierra Leone, people look at you as a dropout.
As a dropout. Yeah.
Someone who is from...
Not just a musician, as an artist.
Slumdom, yeah, from yeah. slumdom area. Somebody is outcast. Somebody who is not mentally balanced or, you know, mentally equipped or whatever. So they look at you, you know, as if you are not serious. We did that song way back 2000, mm-hmm. and we called so many people who can help. We knocked so many doors so that people can help, so
produce
that we can produce a song, you know. And we played the song in front of them. They listened to the song and they said, "This song is good. Wow, it's correct." But none of them can put money into it. So it was very, very hard for us at that time. So we decided to release the song and take our chances and see how people
And I can tell you, most of those people made money out of that song.
Yeah, correct.
They refused to help to produce
yes,
it,
yeah.
but they made a lot of money out of
yeah,
that
of
song.
Course, yeah.
All right. Anyway, that is that Tumbadi. It is... That was its time.
Yeah, it was like a sacrifice
yes.
to the industry, yeah.
Yes, and you know, people still love the song today.
Up to now.
People love the song.
It's a lifetime music.
It's a lifetime music because
yeah.
every day you see women of that nature
yeah.
passing by
yeah.
and you think, okay,
yeah.
it's not an abomination.
Mm-hmm. Perfectly correct.
Okay, before we go on to our next track, Lover Boy, Lover Girl, that we're going to play, I want you to tell the people exactly who are you.
No, basically, I'm a Sierra Leonean. The name Succulent came from one of my friends in school days, in the primary school secondary school. You know, he normally called me Succulent. I said, "What do you mean of Succulent?" So go and check.
Go and check.
You know, so when I come across the word Succulent, something juicy, then I asked him, I say, this is something juicy, something that is sweet or whatever. I say, yes, you see, you have slippy-coated vibes, so you know how to talk. And if you can use it in your musical thing, you say you will took the world by storm.
And so that is how Succulent came about.
Yeah.
And then you went into the music.
Yeah.
But, you know, after that Tumba Day, you started singing, you know, you were doing more of ragamuffin kind of music.
Yeah, reggae dancehall
songs. Reggae dancehall songs. Yeah. And at some point, you sounded so much like Shaggy.
Yeah, that's the other thing. When I released this song, Lover Boy, Lover Girl.
Lover Boy, Lover Girl. Yeah. That's the next song we're going to play.
Yeah, and people were saying, this is Shaggy. You know, I went to one place to perform this song, and people boo at me. Even in Liberia, people boo at me.
They say you took Shaggy's song.
Yeah, it's not my song.
They say it's not your song.
Yeah, so I was having one of the instrumental, so I decided to go live and play live. So people get the conviction, and that's me.
And so that's what we're gonna do now. I hope Shaggy will watch this.
Hopefully so.
but let's hear you. Let's see you now on the song, and let's get a taste of
really
it. Maybe people out
there
that are watching or listening right now will be able to say, okay, maybe these guys are saying the truth, or let them be the judge of this.
Yeah.
So let's get the song now. Lover Boy, Lover Girl, and this is the original. From our guest today, Succulent from Sierra Leone. Check this one out.
Hello, who's in the line?
A wonderful time.
Let's go party on tonight. Lover boy.
Yes, lover girl.
There's a party going on in a beautiful place.
So what a wonderful time.
Let's go party on tonight.
Y'all ain't only one, she's your up, you're good to go. Make we love team up, like a tin one or the bro. This not to joke, y'all, I love you to the bone. Anything you're telling me, make I do already. Take me to the party, make we rock down steady. What a wonderful time, me and you to combine. The way are you can smile, me and I want to see you kind. So what a happy party going on for you and I, girl.
Lover boy,
yes, lover girl.
There's a party going on in a beautiful place.
Yes, so what a wonderful time.
Let's go party on tonight. Lover boy,
yes, lover girl.
There's a party going on.
So what a wonderful time.
Let's go party on tonight.
You're working, you're talking, the way you're smiling. Y'all about the pretty like a chicken. Hold me, darling, like you never done before. Oh my commanding wife, you are the one in my life. Oh my commanding wife, oh no, you are the one in my life, I know. Y'all about the wicked and bad. Succulent, love a girl like that. Girl about the wicked and bad. Succulent, love a girl like that.
Lover boy,
yes, lover girl.
There's a party going on in a beautiful place.
Yes, so what a wonderful time.
Let's go party on tonight. Lover boy,
yes, lover girl.
There's a party going on in a beautiful place.
So what a wonderful time.
Let's go party on.
Y'all ain't on me one, she's up, you're good to go. Make we love team up, like a tin one or the bro. This not to joke, y'all, I love you to the bone. Anything you telling me, make I do already. Take me to the party, make we rock down steady. What a wonderful time, me and you to combine. The way are you can smile, me and I want to see you kind. So what a happy party going on for you and I, girl. I'll stop, you're talking, the way you're smiling. Y'all about the pretty like a chicken. Hold me. Darling, like you never done before. Oh, my commanding wife, you are the one in my life. Oh, my commanding wife, oh, now, you are the one in my life, I know. Y'all about the wicked and bad. Succulent, love a girl like that. Y'all about the wicked and bad. Succulent, love a girl like that.
Love a boy, love a girl. Did you actually listen to yourself when you were doing the song?
Of course.
When you listen to yourself, who were you hearing?
You know, when I wrote the song initially, I was like, can I do it? Can I do this type of music? I was like thinking in between. So, but when I recorded this song and it's come out, people are saying, oh, this is Shaggy, this is Shaggy, this is not you, Shaggy, Shaggy, all over the place. I was like, wow.
So were you copying Shaggy or did you know about him?
He's one of my greatest reggae dancehall artists.
Now I get it.
You know, I'll be very, very happy, you know,
to meet him.
Yeah, to do some collaboration if...
Wow. And this is, you know, for you to take after a man, you love this guy so much, you admire him so much, and you try to sing like him.
Yeah.
But there is still Succulent. There is that other side of Succulent because that is not Shaggy.
Multi-talented.
That is what we had in, like, that Tumba Day, and we'll be hearing that in One Rainbow Ball, you know, and God Know the Bang Phone. So you have different personalities.
Yeah.
Man,
you know, in my own country, we have so many multi-talented people. You know, before you become a musician, you need to know so many things. You need to, like, professional in your act. So before you
Before we started doing original songs, we were doing more of copyrights.
Yeah.
Even our local bands were doing...
Yeah.
That's the same thing the Ghanaian legend was telling me yesterday, Kojo Enchui, that, you know, when they started with their band, they were singing Bob Marley, you know, all these...
Yeah.
Popular guys, you know, singing their songs before they went to their original.
Yeah.
So that's the trend that you actually took.
Yeah.
All right. So this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And you're listening to me and my guest today, Succulent from Sierra Leone. And we're talking about some of his songs that he's done. But the master song is coming. The hit song is coming. Don't go away. Just stay where you are.
African Beats.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Now, listen, the other song, One Grain Bobo.
Yeah.
One Grain Bobo, just you.
Yeah.
Just man.
Yeah.
It's a traditional song.
Yeah.
That has got the bubu jana to it.
Yeah.
So we call it like a bubu song.
Bubu song, yeah.
And bubu is originally from Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
Like we give tribute to the great king of bubu, the legend, Amejan Kanabe. May his soul rest in peace.
Perfectly, yeah.
You know, so how did you get into bubu music, man? Well, you did dancehall music.
Yeah.
And you did that Tumba Day, like Afrobeat or some Milo Jazz or something.
Music, Pangwan
music. And now you're doing bubu music.
Yeah. First of all, I start to admire this type of music, bubu music, when I was working for one woman who was doing business. She normally took me to one of these Potloko area, you know, Taso, Sangulumba, Magbangba, Fage, Makasi, Benkia, Polot, some of these places. I know those areas. So those are the places where this bubu music was originated.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in the north.
So, you know, most times in the evening hours, you can see they have this dance that they call Matele dance.
Mm.
You know, so I decided to work with them, to listen that type of music, because I'm interested in that music. I want to learn a lot. So I began to learn how to blow the bubu of itself.
The cane.
You know, start to learn how to do it and how to change my tongue, because I'm a Mende by tribe. So if you want to sing, you need to come to the Temne dialect.
To come to the knob.
Yeah.
You have to use it.
Change your
that,
yes,
that, You know, this is the thing I say about us from Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
We penetrate into every region, every dialect. That is why I say there's nothing like tribalistic business in that country.
No way.
Just the mind of the people, just the mindset.
Correct. Yeah.
Because, man, when I do plays from the north, I talk like a Temne man.
Yeah.
You know, I go back to the southeast, I talk like a Mende man. Yeah. I go down to the west, I talk like a Creole man.
Yeah.
So it is interesting. But
Go
ahead with
it. Because it has to do with our culture and our heritage and all that. So, like, having music like that in my album is going to cut across,
you
know, within the tribes and region and all that. So I try to incorporate that type of music into my album.
Well, it is interesting that bubu music, it originated in the north, or from the north.
Yeah.
But I tell you, it's a Sierra Leone music.
It's all over now, yeah.
It's everywhere. It's like you listening to the shagure that the Mende used to play. Mm. You listen to music of Bobby.
Yeah.
You know, Everybody dance to Bobby's music. They don't say it's a Mende music.
Ami Kalon.
Gogbetua. Everybody dance to the music. Yeah. Mm. So it is a Sierra Leonean music. Yeah. So the Bubu music is a Sierra Leonean music. Well, I want to enjoy this one right now. Mm. One Green Bubu.
You see the funny thing?
Okay, let's join Succulent right now in One Green Bubble. I tell you, you will not be sitting down because you're going to be shaking to this one. Let's get it on.
Baby, now me make it the sun so.
One Green Bubble, now you make it shine so.
Yes, yes, yes. One green bubble. Now you make a design. So
It's Sainsu.
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 The sign.
Not shine. Sign.
I'm pulling a treat bring you now. Oh, say, where, baby? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
That's something what the only kids call
the vibes like that, yeah.
All right. This is the African beat of the Voice of America. The song actually is done in Creole and Timne. So, and that is from Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
Okay, the African beat on the Voice of America with my guest Succulent today. And we have one more track for you. And I told you that is the master track. That is the track of today. It is the song of today. There's a song that is making all the noise. And that is God, not a bank phone.
Yeah.
God, not a bank phone. That's a Creole language from Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
And it means God does not hang up his phone. God does not put down the phone on anybody.
Yeah.
If you want to talk to God, you make the call and you start talking and he will listen to you any time of the day, anywhere, until you are tired. You say, I'm going to hang up. But he does not hang up his phone.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
That is so deep.
Yeah.
So tell me about the song.
Yeah.
I know it's an inspirational song.
Yeah,
you got the inspiration from somewhere.
Yeah.
I just want you to spill it out.
There was someone that is huge in my country. It's a big volume, and he promised me several times for an assistance. At that time I really need an assistance from him. And he knows about it, so I mean, most times you can just call, Sokola, where are you? I said, I'm at home. Don't worry, I know exactly what you need. I'll call you, and once I call you, it's done. I'm gonna sort you out. So I was just hoping for just that call. So at one time, we decided to call. So I should meet him at the office at 11. Before 8 o'clock, I was there. I was just waiting. Quarter to 11, I decided to call. The line was busy. So I hold on. 11 o'clock, I called. He asked, who is this? For the very first time. I was like, what?
Say, it's Succulent.
That's okay, it's Succulent. He said, I should call you, sir. You sure you're talking to me? I said, yes, sir. Are you sure? I said, yes, sir. It's okay, I'll get back to you. So I was inside the car waiting. 12, I decided to call again because I think around 12 is a long time. So I decided to call. I said, boss, I'm still waiting here. It's Succulent. Finally, they just bang,
hang up the phone on me. Just like that?
Just like that. So what? Since then, I tried to call him several times, no avail. So I decided to go to the studio with this mindset of disappointment and all that. So I read between the lines that there are so many people who are going through these stress times and all these disappointments and all that. So I was thinking about a catchy something that I can use as a slang. Thank God, this title came up. God need a bank phone. I was like shocked. Where is this coming from? I said, thank you, God. I'm going to work on this title. So I went to the studio. I decided to call the biggest producer for now in Sierra Leone, Young Lee. And I spoke with him. I said, Young Lee, I want to do this song, God need a bank phone. So, Succulent in Creole, you don't come back.
you're here again,
man. Come on. I said, what type of music is that? Do you have God's phone number? I said, it is a slang. God know the bank phone. If you can understand, you can twist your words to something. Like, for example, in the Bible, Papa God said, our Father in heaven commanded us to call him at any time, any moment of the day. You know, he will never leave you nor forsake you. All of the nights, we never slept. We're just dancing to that particular song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, I just want to thank you for today. So, we're going to hit on the song right now. It's going to be our final song. But I know you're here and you have a big program coming up.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
October 20, Comfort Inn Hotel, you know, Springfield, Virginia.
In Virginia.
Yeah, of course. It's going to be one of the biggest events ever, you know, in the history of my life. Because it is my first show in the US.
And so if people want to see more of you on October 20th, let them go to Springfield Comfort Inn Hotel.
Yeah.
And there, Succulent will be ready for a full package.
It's about comedy. It's about music, live music. And it's about entertainment. And of course, our host, the grandpapa, will be there.
Yes, yes. I'm going to be there and I'll be hosting that. Okay. So, well, I want to thank you so very much. And one more final thing. What have you got for your fans out there?
Oh, surprises.
They'll be waiting for you.
Surprises.
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 Oh, my God.
Sometimes we don't talk too much, but action speaks for itself.
All right. Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure having you here today. And I hope that whenever you release something else, bam, it's going to be here.
And fans out there, you know, this is African Beat on VOA. And I'm live. Sugarmatic circling.
Let's go. So right now, we're going to climax. I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. On behalf of my engineer, Gary, my technicians out there, Rob, Patrick Deya, I say a big thank you to all of you for being here with me. And till we meet again on another day on the African Beat, I am David Vandy, and I leave you now with this song, God Not a Bank Phone. God Does Not Hang Up His Phone, by our guest today, Succulent from Sierra Leone. Peace.
Live up! Don't give up. No matter the hard times, keep on trying. God no de bang food. Ah, do you tell your neighbor? So God no de bang food.
Trust in Jah Jah, the Savior. So if you fall seven times, you go rise seven times. Remember the story of Job. Don't you ever give up electing choke. Don't be let you come in for 1 pint coke. Believe in yourself and activate hope. You will ever come and be the head cornerstone. Why you feel young fall and fall food in this miss? Cause when I get to I got the 20 days. Watch there is light, there is hope for my brother. God know the bank food. Say God no de bang food. Ah, do you tell your neighbor? Say God no de bang food. Make sure they can't, make sure they go. Bam, bam. Never look up to God, oh. He no go ever let you so. Bam, bam. He what not, he what, oh. God no go to God, so no fail for call up. Any problem where you get it ready for solve up. But talk to God, not free. God in network, no music. If you believe it, you shall receive it. No condition is permanent. Why you feed your full and full food and this is this? Cause when I get to the God, they get it, yes. Watch, there is light, there is support, my brother. God know the bank food.